Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WTIC, you remember Patrick Sasser, firefighter and toll fighter. Which fight is harder, Patrick?
The toll fight.
The blaze of big government or the blaze of nature?
Oh, man. I'll take the blaze of nature any day.
At least you know what the physics of that are, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. But, it's as of right now, we've won the battle, but I keep hearing from folks that it's just a matter of time till they start using the T word again and talking about tolls. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come on your show today to start talking about how do we stop tolls for good. And really the only way is this November. You know, this is an opportunity for people to put new lawmakers in office in Hartford. And today I just want to take a moment, if I could, Todd, and talk about a friend of mine who was a strong no-tolls warrior during that fight. Her name is Kathy Hopperstad. She's in the 9th District, and she's running for state representative.
That's Manchester, right?
Yeah, so that's East Hartford and Manchester. So I encourage, please, anyone that is in either one of those two towns, to please go to her website, electhopperstad2020.com, and make a contribution to her website. So she's in the process of trying to raise enough money so she can qualify for the elections grant to help fund her campaign. And she needs 130 more people from those two towns to contribute to her website, to contribute to her campaign. So,
and what's the amount? It's not very much money, right, that you have to give?
No, she only needs to raise a little over $3,000 out, and 130 more people to make those donations. So, to get the state qualifications, you have to have X number of people. I forget what the exact number is for state rep.
Right.
And you have to raise a certain amount of money, which I think is $5,000 for state rep. So once she can reach that goal, she's then eligible for the state grant. And this
but I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm just wondering for the individual who would love to give but doesn't have any money, because these are tough times for a lot of people. If giving $5 or $10 is adequate, maybe that would work for a lot of people. And I believe it's a really small number.
Absolutely. So they can absolutely donate $5 on the website, and that $5 contribution counts towards that 130 more people that she needs to hit for the donation. So it's the number of people, and it's also the dollar amount that Kathy needs to hit. So yes, $5 goes a long way, and it makes an impact on helping her to run. And these are the ways that we're going to change Connecticut. If people get involved, make a contribution, help these candidates either volunteer in their campaigns, that's what's going to stop these same people from getting in office that have ruined Connecticut for decades. It's time for new blood. It's time for change.
Can I just jump in for a second and do a little speech here in support of what you're saying? People don't understand how the political system works. They just feel overwhelmed by it and by the inability of people who believe in what's right and American and common sense keep losing to the people who believe in system rigging and pretending to care for people while holding them down and doing nothing about violence and stuff like that. So the answer is what you're doing right now, Patrick. That is trying to, you built up a lot of political equity, political capital, from the campaign that you led to stop tolls. And you've got a big following, and people know your name, and they respect you and look to you as a leader, as they should. And the because the Democrats have dominated state politics for so long, there just aren't enough people like you in a position of influence. But what people have to realize is that the only thing the influence gets you is the ability to get people to send $5. And right. You don't even have to send it. You can go to a website and type in your information and bang. All Kathy needs is 130 people to give her right. a handful of dollars. It's so negligible. It's incomprehensible because the state system has been designed to let taxpayers pay for people's campaigns instead of donations. So they only have to get a threshold amount that's tiny. Be one of the 130 people. Send right. $5. Give $5 to Kathy so she can be funded for this campaign and do a credible job of getting the message across that we need to hear campaigned upon.
Right, and it's got to be donations only count for her if they come from East Hartford or Manchester. So please, anyone listening in those towns, take the 2 minutes to get on the website and donate $5. Again, it's electhopperstad2020.com. And Todd, I'm proof that so many people said, you'll never stop tolls. You're never going to beat them. They're going to happen. I hope this proves to people that if we all focus and we all get engaged and we all help, we can make a difference in this state. We can actually change the outcome of what's going on in Connecticut. So instead of people just complaining on Twitter and typing on Facebook and things that don't make a difference, this is our opportunity now to mobilize, get people engaged, volunteer, help on these campaigns. Let's put people in that are going to help save Connecticut. That's my plea.
Well, that's a good plea. So give us the website again. Tell us how to spell Kathy's last name.
Sure. It's the first word is Elect Hopperstad, Hopperstad 2020.com. And again, that's people from East Hartford and Manchester. Anyone else listening in any of the other cities or towns, get on the website, Google, you know, who your candidates are in your district and support them as well. You know, find out, are they for or against tolls? And ask them, email them, find out, are they for raising taxes? Do they follow the things that you believe in? And let's get out there and let's support these people. This is how we're going to change and save Connecticut.
Well, there you go. That's the deal right there. Thank you for doing this, Patrick. Anything else you need to tell us?
No, that's it. I just, you know, we've got to be engaged. And, you know, I've been listening to your show for a little while now, and it still amazes me every day the different things that our governor is trying to pull off here. And I think a lot of people are kind of at their wits' end with a lot of it. So, you know, keep up the good work of what you're doing and educating people about what's going on truly here in Connecticut. And that's all the things that we need to fix. And it all starts in November.
Pat Sasser, thank you, sir. NoTollCT.org. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, Todd. Take care.
All right, we'll talk again soon. That's Pat Sasser. You remember him, don't you? 860-522-9842. Okay, we can chat for a few minutes. Empty phone lines if you'd like to fill them up. Mike in Newington. Hello, Mike.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Just like to comment on that caller, I think it was two callers ago with that sign, be kind. Two simple words, which really mm-hmm. can carry a huge message. We need to see more of those signs. I would add.
Well, go ahead, expand it.
To each other. Be kind to each other. Very uh-huh. simple, but very powerful.
The point is that to bring your humanity with you when you go out into the world, and if you reveal your humanity and are in the habit of doing that through small acts of kindness or however you do it, smiling at people, chatting, making jokes, there's so many ways we can connect and make life better to improve the quality of our lives that it's so easy to do that. It amazes me when people don't do it, but everybody's got to get to the place where they want to be part of that, Mike. So thank you for adding your voice to the pressure to be kind to each other.
And say hello.
There you go. There you go. People need to be nice. Thank you, Mike. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Don't forget, Rant Line coming up in 20 minutes. 751-4698. Chuck calling from East Granby. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, that guy Patrick was something. That's the first time I heard him. He made things simple. I'm going to definitely look that guy up tonight.
He's a really good communicator. Yeah. Well, he runs NoTollCT.org, which was the group that spearheaded the anti-toll movement. And he was advocating on behalf of Kathy Hopperstad, who is running for state rep from Manchester in East Hartford and is trying to raise the requisite money to be able to mount a proper campaign and qualify for state funds. So if you want to go to elect Hopperstad 2020, throw her a few bucks, you can do that. You can do the same for Patrick. You should also check out both their websites. And yeah, Patrick's done great work.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely going to do that tonight when I get home. Yeah, very good.
Thank you for that, sir.
From Patrick.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks.
Good to hear from you. The other thing about Patrick is he's just got a gift for communication. There were moments. Like, what was the event at the state capitol when he went to testify? Was that against tolls? I mean, he was monumental. This is a guy who's never done politics before, never been in a leadership position before. And he starts this anti-toll group because he realized somebody had to do it. And he became this iconic resistance guy in the state. And he was just so amazing sitting there in front of the legislators at the hearing. I was so impacted by it. It's just, you know, you step forward and you try things and you just don't know what you've got in you and what you can deliver that you might never have considered. Kathy calling from Manchester. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Todd. I wasn't expecting Patrick to give me a shout out today, and I just wanted to thank him. And I want to thank the people who've been now pouring in donations. Thank you very much, everybody. Kathy Hopperstad, Republican candidate for state representative in the 9th District, East Hartford and Manchester. We're going to do this. We are a team effort. We're forming as a team. We are going to take back Connecticut. And thank you, everyone, for your support, and I really appreciate it. Have a good week.
All right, can I ask you a couple of questions about process? Because
yeah.
Some things occurred to me. So Patrick mentioned that because you're running in a district that's East Hartford, Manchester, that's where the donations have to come from. Is that true across the board in terms of qualifying for the state money, that
all
the
right.
only thing that matters
yeah.
is in-district donations?
So just like we told, let me explain the citizen election program real quick. Each of your state representatives and state senators need a certain amount of in-district donations. I need 150. Matt Corey is my state senator. He needs 300. They have to come from anywhere in Manchester, anyone in Manchester, anyone in East Hartford. But there's also three other
okay.
candidates in Manchester who are running. Once you hit that 150 unique donations, and they can just be $5, then you can you have to raise $5,300 in total. So, for example,
and
my
that
goes.
So just after that first threshold of
right.
local people, then
right.
anything you take in statewide helps you towards the $5,300?
Right, or nationally. My Army buddies gave me $1,000 to get me started.
Oh, wow, that's great. Okay,
and
so this is very manageable, it seems to me.
It is, but you would think it would be easy to get 150 people to donate $5. It's tough.
It's hard to get 150 people to do anything.
Right, exactly. So I made some calls this week. People have been really good. They're just so excited to have a Republican candidate. It's been 8 years since there's been a Republican candidate in this district.
Wow.
People are nervous about the climate. They're afraid to, just like, you know, 2 years ago, they're afraid because you get intimidated. They come after you. So, but we're going to do it. I had some really great calls, and when I get back, I am, it's my usual week at Block Island. We are, as a family, we're all leaving tomorrow. We're going to start hitting the unaffiliated. So I hit the Republicans, and then we have 2,500 unaffiliated to go talk to and flip them over. So we're going to do it. I'll do the best job I can, but we need 100. I need 150. Right now I'm at 120, but you'd like to get a few more just in case, because really they go through like fine-tooth comb to make sure they all are.
Yeah, to make sure everybody's right. qualified to give you
right.
the donation.
So it's will do it.
Just like, to be clear.
$5 will do it. $5 will do it. If you want a written form.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Right.
That's awesome. So but if people from outside the district start giving you money now, that are you allowed to take it?
Yeah, yes, most definitely. So
okay, it's just that money you would have to give back if you don't get your 150 people.
No. So if I get, say I don't get 150 in district donations, and I have it to the last okay. day, the very last day is October 9th. I was hoping mm-hmm. to have it by May 13th, and each week there's a deadline of every Tuesday through October that you can file the application. So I keep chipping away at it. Keep chipping away. The sooner I get those 150, the better off I am, because that's the most difficult part. And then you start looking for people to give you 270, 50, 25. I've received money from people all over the state already. It's the in-district ones that I really need the help with. And the problem is,
okay,
I've been out of Manchester for 20 years, and so now coming back in to get people to know me and that they know there's a candidate. So,
yep.
But today really helped. And like I said, five for me, five for Matt Corey, and we're on our way. And Mary Faye's running against Larson. We're all a team. We need your help. 5, 10, 15, we'll do it. But five for me for sure. And
all right, so tell them how to get to your website so they can give it there if they want.
Right. They can you can do the website that Patrick gave, or an easier one is hopperstadct.com. So www.hopperstadct.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The donation link is on all those places. And if you prefer to do it by mail and check, I'll just call my number, 860-468-4040, and I'll mail you out a donation application. So, but that's it. Every single one of us, no matter what town you're in, go find out who your state candidates are and help them out. And we're getting close. We got only six more state senators to fill, and we're going to do this. So they're afraid. I'm sorry. They are nervous. They are nervous.
Keep keep making use of us here, Kathy. Kathy Hopperstad, thank you so
much. Yeah, I try to call when I'm a little bit more upbeat. Otherwise, I bore people. So thank God Patrick got me started. He got me fired up. So here we go.
Good.
So thank you very much. Thank you for all you do for us.
All right, don't bore anybody. Be rowdy. Be vigilant. Be outrageous. That's Kathy Hopperstad. Yeah, all you have to do is send $5, which you can do on our website.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.